most of the people that are doing that know that they're supposed to be at this point. But I don't know. I mean, there's, I know there's, anyway, there's, we could go on with stories here.
Right.
As far as we've handled the two that you said were residential, the rest are nightly rentals, except for you have one that you said was a bed and breakfast.
Right, and that one's called Redbud. That number is...
I think that's on the front page, no, second page.
I think this page is...
It's 236.
It's page 6.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
it
162 Lakewood Drive?
261. Yeah, 162 Lakewood Drive, yes, and the number is 261.
But you don't live there.
No, we do not live there.
Okay, and that is what?
Yeah, our family member does live on that same street.
Again, I'm
this
just following
the
statute. This
is BOE, which one? I'm sorry.
This is 261.
261, this is it. Okay.
And I have here... another bed and breakfast that is zoned residential and does pay sales tax,
right,
which I'd be happy to leave with you.
I think there's a carve-out in the statute for those, so yeah.
And I also have our license showing it's a bed and breakfast. I don't know if you need that, but I have.
Which other one was that?
So BOE 261, you received a commercial notice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the question here, as I've heard the assessor, is if they don't live on property, does that still qualify? You say no, you say yes.
The statute says no.
Right?
Well, we don't personally live on property, but we have someone who's there.
Okay. And that person is, I mean, the person, just an employee, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the person that lives on the property. And
we live in town.
Okay. Does that employee live on the property or just take care of the property?
He has a home two
adjacent.
Doors down.
He's adjacent.
Okay, gotcha.
He's the next door neighbor.
Okay, I'd like to look at the statute on this one.
Do you want to see it or it's?
I can. I was going to propose, since we're going to table this other one, that I just table that one, look at it. You guys, I want to hear what you have to say about it.
You can.
I'm assuming
it.
That's fine.
I've heard, okay, and then we'll make a decision.
I leave this with you also.
Understood.
Blake.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like. I do need the statute. I mean, I can probably find it, but yeah, if you want.
I just took my postcard back. Yeah, please. I didn't write
the BOE number
on here. What's the BOE number?
261.
You've got the statutes in your computer too, don't you?
You can just say
that first paragraph.
Okay, let me look at this. This is 137016.
Number one.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to look at that. Greg, if you. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I believe it's a bed and breakfast. I don't need to see that. I just. The thing that I want to look at, I thought we.
And there's also two lots, or
it's up to you.
There's several lots in the area on this same parcel that are just grass.
There's two
big
lots.
Areas part of this.
Are they two taxable parcels?
And it should be agriculture, is my point.
Are they on the docket here?
If you pull it up on Beacon and you pull it, there's like a land in the front.
It's an orchard.
Have they been appealed?
It's part of this.
The whole thing is appealed.
It's on the B&B for
yes.
This?
Yeah.
007.000.
You might want to highlight that.
It's the orchard that runs across. Greg, are you familiar? It's Rick's old place.
Familiar with Rick's old place.
Okay, the orchard that runs the full length of Lakewood is on this same assessment.
Which we've not done anything with. It's still just
It's just an
grass.
Orchard with, it's
we have
got pear
pictures
trees.
Of it?
As far as, this is all one parcel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's got one bed and breakfast on it.
Mm-hmm. And then the land that's around it.
Debbie or Alicia, can you send me a copy of Statute 137.016, and can you make 5 copies?
Okay. As far as I you don't have to do that right now. I'm going to probably table this so that I can have a look at it. But I guess what I wanted to do was on this particular one they're talking about, I don't know, what did the appeal say on this, just classification?
It does. Okay. It says discrimination value of classification. I can withdraw the valuation. Withdraw that.
Okay, on the orchard part of this, it's all one of those parcel or whatever it is.
Are we on number 261?
Yes, that's
261.
Correct.
They're indicating that there's a large expanse of potentially agricultural there, and it's all been, do you know how long it's been classified as residential? Or was it changed?
Well, last year it was residential, and it was all residential last year. No agriculture, but quite honestly, I never even put it on my radar until it went commercial.
But the legal is described as Miller's Point 1 and 2 and lots 3 and 4. So somewhere in that 1 through 4 is a large orchard.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out, I mean, how much of it, how big, I mean, it's all one parcel, and here we are at the BOE trying to make a determination on the, in other words, I'm not sure if we can make a determination on that this year.
This is,
what we could be separate.
1.07 acres. Am I on the right one?
I think that's it.
No, it's
are
more
you,
than that.
Are you on
Susan.
Beacon?
It's more.
No, I'm on my deal here. It's,
okay.
This is the one at 162 Lakewood Drive.
Yes.
Yes. And from what you're looking at, Susan, does it show the acreage in the front? Because that's part of this lots 1 through 4.
Okay. So on the appeal here, all I've got is this particular 1.07 acres. So if. Yeah, Jennifer.
Well, we appealed the whole parcel, which includes lots 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you go to Beacon,
is this it up here?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Well, the legal on this does say lots 1, 2, 3, and 4, but it's 1 point.
It does, but this is all part of it too. This whole thing is the orchard.
Well, that's not part of the parcel that's being appealed.
And the other part, this is also all grass. There's no property there.
So the thing across the street here that used to be the orchard or whatever you were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not Thank been a you. That's a different parcel.
Okay. So then it's all just right. the one it next to it.
The one next to it. But they're all Red Bud. And when we bought Red Bud in 2019, that whole parcel was part of it.
If you want to table this until you're and we don't need to be there for it. For when you do the other ones, we're fine with that.
Okay. Okay, as far as the bed and breakfast section, I mean, she may be right. They may require you to live there. I don't know. I'll just have to look at it. But when we're trying to get through these, we might even be able to look at it later today.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think before you guys bought that, the owner did reside on the property,
mm-hmm.
right?
He did.
So was it a bed and breakfast when you bought it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, at the time we bought it, it had been a bed and breakfast for 28 years.
Oh, okay.
And then we bought it and kept it going. We made some improvements.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know that I've run across this issue on the board. So what, as to BOE 261, I'd like to table it until, I'm just going to say tomorrow if that's...
Okay.
Sure.
Okay with you.
Yeah. And the other ones were, I know you're going to do is your.
No, hold on 1 second. BOE 261, I would make a motion to table until tomorrow. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
Okay. So then the 236 is the next one. That one and 237, all these will be the same. So number BOE 236, 237, 238. 238 is the one that we're trying to ask for the hybrid. 251, 252, 253, 254, 255, 257, 258.
That's your long-term rental.
259. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. 258, please take that one out. Thank you, Susan. So it's 257 and then 259, 260, 262, and 263.
Okay. Now, 236, did you say was yours, too?
Yes, 236 is also part of everything I just, I'm not part of, but they'll have the same.
Okay, so 238, you're asking for the mixed use.
Or, I'm sorry, what was that?
Excuse me, 23, is it 238?
Yes, the mixed use. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I've previously done it because we've been talking, but as to BOE 238, I'll make a motion that we table that until tomorrow.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, we're going to table that one tomorrow. That's a question of mixed use. Okay. So, just to make sure I'm counting right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Is it all right with you guys if I make a... I mean, you guys already know what our decision is, and I understand that you're going to potentially appeal these up the road or try to get legislation or whatever the case may be, but you're withdrawing any appeal of value on these. The remaining are discrimination and classification on all of these. All right. I'm going to make a motion for the 12 properties involved here owned by the Buds to the motion will apply to BOE 236, 237, 251, 252, 253, 254, 255, 257, 259, 260, 262, and 263. Motion would be deny the appeal for discrimination and to deny the change in classification.
Second.
So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes as to those. We will have you a decision on, obviously you have a decision, you'll get a decision on everything for purposes of whatever appeal. And then for purposes of the other two, we'll make our decision tomorrow and let you know. I'm sure you may be listening in, so we'll try to.
And then I've got another one for one person we're managing. They were farther down, so it is number 345, Lacana LLC. He only owns one property. He resides in Liberty, Missouri. And he wants, we're requesting the hybrid.
I'm sorry,
345.
Oh, 345.
345. Bacana. Okay. Almost like banana, but
Bacana. I thought
Bacana.
We had them on the docket before, did we?
First day, I think we had something similar to that.
You had Cabana.
Oh, we had
it. Seriously. Cabana.
Okay.
This is
potato,
Bacana.
Potato.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
What page are they on?
It's page 3 on my list, and it's number 345. And he lives in Liberty, Missouri. And he only owns one in Taney County, and this is it.
I don't have it on there. Jennifer, what page do you have?
Page 6.
Okay.
And okay, so this is not a family member, or it is. It doesn't make any difference.